Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelites, get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that...
Good morning, Awkward Haiku Nation. You're listening to the Da Da Morning Show. And here is your weather for today. In San Francisco, it's going to be a high of 293 degrees Kelvin with a 10% chance of precipitation. The clouds this morning will give way to general sunny skies this afternoon. And in East Lansing, it's going to be high of 294.11 Kelvin. Mandalay, Myanmar, it's going to be 311 degrees Kelvin. Over in Tehran, we are going to have fair, partly cloudy, but windy, and 302 degrees. Over in Tel Aviv, it's going to be a nice, fair day and 296 degrees. But it's going to be a cold day, 286 degrees, Stockholm. In sports news today, the Magic beat the Celtics last night, 75-83, to force a Game 7 in Boston. Rockets stunned the Lakers and forced a Game 7 in Los Angeles, 95-80. MLB American League, the Twins beat the Tigers, 6-5, to cap out the series. The Rangers beat the Marlins, 3-2. The Angels beat the Red Sox, 5-4. The Yankees beat out the Blue Jays, 3-2. The Indians beat the Rays, 11-7. The Orioles beat the Royals, 9-5. In the National League news, the Brewers beat the Marlins, 5-3. The Dodgers beat the Phillies, 5-3 again. The Cubs stomped the Padres, 11-3. The Astros beat the Rockies, 5-3. And the Cardinals beat the Pirates, 5-1. Finally, the Mets beat out the Giants, 7-4. Over into hockey news, Carolina beat Boston in overtime, 3-2, which sends the Hurricanes to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Red Wings beat out the Anaheim Ducks, 4-3, sending the Red Wings to the Western Finals. Which is a very good thing, because California does not deserve to have a team that is very good at hockey. It's cold in Michigan, and we deserve it. Figure skater Sasha Baron Cohen confirms comeback. Wouldn't that be funny? No, it's Sasha Cohen confirms comeback. She's going to be in the 2010 Olympics in Vancouver. She was the 2006 silver medalist. Well, let's take a break, and we will be right back with some national and international news.
Mit Stagex, der schäumige Cleanser, schwenkt der Hub dem schmutzend Rain.
And welcome back. In national news today, President Obama is going to announce that he has picked Dr. Thomas R. Frieden to be the next director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Frieden, 48-year-old infectious disease specialist, has cut high and sometimes contentious profile 7 years New York's top health official under Michael Bloomberg. He led the crusade to ban smoking in restaurants and bars, and he pushed to make HIV testing a routine part of medical exams, and defended the program that passed out more than 35 million condoms a year. And the New York Times also reports today that Chrysler plans to shut down 1 in 4 of its U.S. dealers. The historic downsizing of the American auto industry swept through the new car showrooms on Thursday as dealers across the country learned that they would be forced to close their doors. Let's take a short commercial break and be right back after the break.
This holiday, buy gefilte fish in gleaming glass jars, made in the finest tradition of Passover under strict rabbinical supervision.
Delicately light, always right. Gefilte fish in jars.
Choose your favorite brand at your local food market.
Welcome back. Today in Detroit, Mayor Bing throws first brick in glass-breaking ceremony for new slum. The Onion News reports, community leaders and members of the press looked on as Detroit Mayor Bing proudly hurled the first brick this week to a window-shattering ceremony for the city's newest dilapidated slum. The result of 3 years of construction work and more than $24,000 public funds, the rat-infested, crime-ridden development was revealed to the public on Tuesday. And Michiganders, watch out, because increased seatbelt enforcement is going to begin on Monday. A massive seatbelt enforcement zone will be unfurled across the state with zero tolerance for those who don't buckle up, reports the Grand Rapids Press. It says a well-advised crackdown runs through Memorial Day weekend. The fine for first offenders is $65, but the Grand Rapids Police Chief Calvin Burke says that fleecing your wallet isn't the goal. Of course it's not, because Michigan has the highest rate of seatbelt wearers in the nation. Haha. Now we're going to fly over to California, where Schwarzenegger outlines drastic budget cut. Gonna slash about $3 billion from schools, lay off 5,000 workers, and sell state property, even if the voters approve the ballot measure next week. So, don't vote. That is the news for Friday, May 15th. And thank you for listening to the Dada Morning Show. Hope to see you on the next time.
Es Wetter, der tut heim sein Schein. Warum findet ihr die Sorgen, meine Mädele Kind heimzugehen? Meine Mädele Kind heimzugehen.